This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Employees from an out-of-state forensic lab that performed the toxicology tests on Elijah McClain's blood appeared in court Tuesday. The results showed marijuana and ketamine in his system at the time of his death. NMS lab supervisor Michael Lamb told the jury that the tests can't show how drugs affect a person.
The THC and metabolites are present circulating in the blood. However, it's impossible to say with certainty what any of the specific effects would have been happening.
An amended autopsy report ruled that ketamine following forcible restraint was the cause of Elijah McClain's death. Aurora police officer Nathan Woodyard is on trial. An LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs will reopen in a new location with a new name. This is the former Club Q, where five people died in a shooting almost 1 year ago. The new spot will be at the Satellite Hotel in southeast Colorado Springs, and the new name, just the Q. The move reverses a plan from earlier this year when Club Q ownership said it would reopen at the original location. There's no word yet on when the new club will open. Almost 20% of cars sold in Colorado are now electric. The state's auto dealers report that plug-in vehicles represented about 17% of their sales last quarter, up from just 8% a year ago. Governor Polis said that's a sign that state incentives for electric cars are working and that federal funding for other discount programs could help cut prices even further. It's staying mostly sunny today, but turning cloudy with rain and snow tomorrow. This is CPR News.